Welcome to Terry's Songwriter Show. This week in the show, we have Alicia Volpez is about to perform her first song, Night Is Falling. Alicia Volpez with Night Is Falling. Now with me on the show today, so thank you for coming on today's show there, my dear. Welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me.
Marvellous to have you aboard, my dear. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been a songwriter now?
Oh, God, 20 years, probably more. I'm that old.
You're that old, eh? Well, you're still spring chicken, my dear, if you don't mind me saying so. Well, and what really inspired you to write songs? Before we get into that question, that's not bad going 20 years. So you've been at it for quite a while. So what really inspired you to write songs like Night Is Falling and the rest of them?
Well, it's different for each song. This song particularly is quite anomalous in a way because I wrote it inspired by a TV show, which has never happened before. The TV show Yellow Jackets, I don't know if you know the show, it's like a supernatural horror type thing. And it was so brilliant. I thought, oh, I want to write a gothic-y tune. I used to be quite gothic-y when I was much younger. And so I've kind of gone back full circle to the dark side. But otherwise, I'm inspired these days by other people more than myself. I used to be a very troubled teenager, and I used to write songs about myself, my troubled relationships. But I guess I'm in a good place now in that sense, and so I'm writing more about other stuff.
Oh, fantastic. And what really inspires you to write songs? You sort of write whatever comes to you when you're writing amongst your feelings and that sort of thing, you know, like as well, because you write songs when you were a troublemate teenager, not a troublemate, I should say. Yeah, beg your pardon. I do beg your pardon. So it's kind of interesting enough. And so you sort of whatever comes to you, so to speak.
Well, yes, but what I found works quite well is not just waiting for inspiration to strike, because, you know, that might not happen for a while. What I like to do is to actually practice writing every day, just free writing every day for like 10, 15 minutes on a keyword, and then you'd be surprised what actually comes up from your subconscious. It can be very interesting, something you don't expect.
Right, I see. Well, that's interesting. You know, we say whatever it comes to you in the mind and something like that, so it's quite interesting. So, yeah, I'm top notch to you, my dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we'll get your second number called Where Have All the Good Guys Gone Now? That's an interesting title. What's the reason behind this song?
So this one's quite different. I wrote it when I was going through a period of my life where I was desperately single, and I had desperate, attempts at romance that just went completely wrong. So I found myself in this space where I thought, well, I'm turning into Bridget Jones here, minus the ice cream, because I don't like ice cream, thank God. Otherwise, I'll be very fat. And so I was like, well, either I go down that kind of path, but unfortunately, life is not a film, and there's no Prince Charming waiting around the corner, or I take the piss out of myself, I exaggerate it, and make it into an adventure of a woman who really tries to find love in all the wrong places, and this is what the song is about.
Okay, without further ado, let's take it away.
So you're 40, single, and looking for romance. It's late at night, you've had enough of all those bars with drunks. The leaves are falling on the ground, but you're not ready yet to be homebound. So you hit the clubs where you think it's easy to get laid, but after sex with one 20-year-old, your only satisfaction's in the kitchen bowl, stuffing your face with cake. So you revert to gym at work, who flirts with your best friend. Come Christmas, he'd hook up with her, and that will be it. And then you'll feel emotional and leave the party early. Log on to online dating, chat with a 30-something, only to discover he's got a gaming habit. He's only free 1 hour a week, and he thinks that in kids is tragic. And the only other guys who message you are read a dollar creepy. They send you pics of you know what. That only make you weepy. Where all the good guys gone? Have your chances all been blown? Thank you. think of getting thin, but since you know that gyms are green, you opt for tango lessons, hoping Mr. Right will come. But all you find is that socially awkward dude for whom life isn't much fun. You ask him out, but he just stands and stares like he's afraid. And you see he's as pure as the day he was born. He never touched a girl after his mom caught him red-handed with the porn. Now summer's here and all the new-form couples are about to smile, but inside you just cringe and really wanna shut the fuck up. This is unfair, I deserve love just like you. You know how long I've been without a screw. A long time. And then the psycho guy who's wife divorced him last July thinks he can have you easy, so he gives you the eye. But you've still got some dignity, you'll never stoop so low. You act the stage, salute him with a bow. And you think to yourself, where have all the good guys gone? I'm so tired of being alone. Is my heart turning to stone? I think so.
Alicia Volpez with Where Have All the Good Guys Gone? And quite an interesting song, if I may say so. You know, once again, yeah, top notch to you there, Alicia. So, yeah, quite interesting, if I may say so.
Mm-hmm. What would we find interesting about this song specifically?
Oh, about everyday life and people just taking it and that sort of thing. So, that's all I could tell you there.
Yeah.
That's all interesting. So, yes. So, tell me, who are your musical influences and who are your favourite artists that inspired you to do your songwriting?
Well, when I first started, it was the classics, you know, like Led Zeppelin, Queen, you know, The Doors, that sort of thing. But then I've got quite a wide palette to be inspired by, because I really like folk music. I like traditional folk music, Scottish, Irish, English. But then I also like electronic music, so, you know, I'm not being vague, you know, on purpose, but, you know, I just listen to quite a lot of things. The only things that I really am not very interested in, it's not me, it's like hip-hop, R&B, mainstream stuff. That kind of stuff just doesn't do it for me. But apart from that, you know, our influence, I guess, could be, in terms of comedy songs, it would be, of course, The Flight of the Conchords. Of course, it would be Amanda Palmer, you know, Tim Minchin. That sort of thing for the comedy songs. But, you know, on the other hand, for more the different kinds of songs, like the ones you heard before, it's I'm more in influenced by, you know, horror movies and things like that. And then for the folk, it would be more like traditional folk music.
Well, it sounds like your range of influences there, I must say, Alicia. You know, particularly Led Zeppelin, Queen, and anything else to name a few. You know, The Doors, and you know, like, so it sounds like you got a range of influences there. So, I must say, it's really quite good. Even I don't mind a bit of Queen myself. You know, having to fall back on. You know, I was inspired by the late Freddie Mercury myself, which I'll tell you later.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the Beatles. I'm a big, big fan of the Beatles.
Right. Yes, of course. The majority of people.
I've Who is not?
Indeed, that's really good there. So where can people listen to that for your music? Can you find you online anywhere?
Yeah, I've got a website, elisavulpes.com. That's Elisa with a Y and two S's and Vulpes with a U. I know it's a difficult surname to remember. But yeah, I've got all my music there. Also Bandcamp, you know, Spotify, YouTube, pretty much anywhere.
Right, there you have it, listeners. You just heard from a lady herself. She's on Bandcamp. She's on YouTube. You got something on there?
Oh, yeah, I've got quite a few videos. There's a funny video called The Ballad of Queen Victoria. I would suggest if you want something comedy, just watch that one.
Right, okay. We'll watch out for it most definitely. So it's good there. Okay, we'll go to your third number now, which is called Addio. Now, A-D-D-I-O. Can you tell me what that song's all about?
So this is an Italian song. Addio means goodbye in Italian. And so this is about very straightforward, a breakup song, but it's about kind of what happens after we break up. Sometimes people sort of take it all, keep it all in, and they don't try to process their pain, and they just kind of avoid it, try to sweep it under the carpet. And this song does exactly the opposite. It's saying, nah, I'm in pain and I'm going to express myself, and I will not ever forget what has happened. Of course, I will move on, but you know, it is, moving on doesn't mean forgetting.
Right, okay, that's something more educational, I must say. And without further ado, Alicia Volpez with Addio. Let's take it away.
Thank you.
Alicia Volpez with Adio. And not bad for a song saying goodbye, I must say, if it's pre-educational. So it's quite interesting indeed. So well done to you, Alicia, once again. And yeah, very good.
Thank you.
That's good. So you've been involved in different groups overseas in Edinburgh and living in Italy, obviously. And were you involved in anything else before you started doing your own solo thing?
Well, I started very young. I was 18, you know, when I first started. So I had various bands in, you know, in Edinburgh, but also in, actually here in New Zealand a long time ago. I had a band called The Moon Whispers, which for anyone who is that old, they might remember it. It was quite, you know, dark music. I used to say I'm not a goth, but actually I was a goth.
So you were a goth back then, but you're not now.
Not now, I guess not. I mean, you know, maybe in my heart, who knows? But you know, I'm not anymore wearing the, well, today actually I'm wearing all the old black, but not usually.
Oh, that's all right. I wear black too. Some people call me Johnny Cash as a compliment and something like that. So you guys get something like that. But you're no stranger there. That's good there. So yes. And before we close off, I'd like to say a big thank you for coming to today's show. But before we do, we're going to let you play one song called Frontline, which is here on Wellington Access Radio on a Kiss guitar, which play live. Can you tell us what that song's all about?
Yeah, so this song is a bit of an anthem of mine. It also has the name of a show I did at the Fringe in Edinburgh. And it was all about... what happens when you get hurt and you just feel like retreating into your cave, so to speak, to kind of lick your wounds. And that's okay for a while, but if you do that forever, then you're going to miss out. And it's what I talk about is this idea of having to get yourself out there again and be a bit of a soldier of love. And what I mean with love, I don't mean necessarily just romantic love, but love for life itself, love for yourself. Because if you do, you know, maybe not today, not tomorrow, but eventually it will be worth it. And it will be better than just hiding in your cave for the rest of your life.
Right. And letting it out to express yourself, so to speak, I take it.
Yeah. And also to, you know, open your heart again to the possibility of relationships with other people. Even if you get hurt, you know, maybe you'll get hurt again. But if you stay inside forever, you will definitely not live.
Right. I get the picture there, my dear. So, yes. So, once again, a big thank you for coming on today's show. This is Terry Shaw and Terry's Songwriters Show. Tune in next week for songwriters. But for me, it's goodbye for now. This program is proudly sponsored by Wellington City Council Arts and Culture Scheme. And to take us out, here with Alicia Volpez with Frontline, playing live here on Wellington Access Radio on this Saturday afternoon. Take it away, my dear.
I am fighting on the front line, though the victory's not mine. I swallow blood and pride, try to take it in my stride. I woke up and try again, and keep on playing the same old game. A war not fought with words of hate, only won by tempting fate. Though I'm wounded, I keep on going. My hurt's my wisdom, I hope it's showing. I wrap a bandage on my heart and move on till the battle starts. So won't you join me on the front line? Come and join me on the front line. Join me on the front line. Join me on the front line. Won't you join me on the front line? Join me on the front line. Cause if I run away instead to try and find a place to hide, I surely would avoid the danger, but miss what satisfies my hunger. Cause I'm the soldier of all lost causes, passion denied, the rock of ages. I will not leave, so I won't suffer, or I will miss the love on offer. I choose to live and keep on striving. One day I'll win or I'll die trying. Living this life, not just surviving. Keep up the fight and keep on shining. I want
won't you join me on the front line? Come and join me on the front line. Join me on the front line. Come and join me on the front line. Won't you join me?